What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. Okay, navigators, today we are going to cover a recent newsletter email that I received from sectionschool.com, and it goes over some highlights of a report, an AI proficiency survey that they are running to knowledge workers in the US, the UK, and Canada. Again, it's just going to go through some highlights. Apparently, the full report is coming later this month. We will definitely be keeping an eye out for the full one once it launches and probably touch on some more of that information then. In the newsletter, linked to in the show notes, in case you wanted to look at it for yourself, they break down their main finding from that report. And the finding is that the workforce, and in this case, knowledge workers, are hugely unprepared to implement and deploy AI into their organizations. Section starts their breakdown by asking the respondents of the survey to categorize themselves into groups based on a score out of 100 and gauge their AI usage knowledge and their prompting abilities and things like that. So here's how that survey broke down. Only 1% of the workforce felt like they were AI experts. 8% thought they were AI practitioners. 34% said they were experimenting with AI. Almost half, 47%, felt that they are novice, AI novices. And still, 11% would categorize themselves as AI skeptics, which was a little surprising to me. But again, I'm pretty biased in the case of AI. But pretty telling here was that 81% of the knowledge workforce would say that their comfort or their abilities with AI do not surpass basic experimenting or an experimental level. The newsletter goes on breaking down their findings regarding this organizational preparedness for deployment using AI or AI deployment. And they say there's really three reasons why they feel organizations aren't ready. The first one is the training. The AI training within organizations is ineffective. And at first, the data would actually appear to kind of contradict that and show that there is a direct correlation between the amount of training someone receives and their category or skill level. For instance, according to Section, only 4% of people in the AI skeptic category and only 23% of the people in the AI novice category said that they received any training at all. But that correlation is a bit misleading, according to Section, the report here. They state that the amount of training someone receives or the guidance in AI really only affects how often they use it, not their proficiency with it. It doesn't really affect their skill when they prompt or their general knowledge about AI. The report actually finds that those with and without training have similar overall knowledge scores. They go on to suggest that this means that the AI training that's being given in organizations is not effective, or at the very least, insufficient. Now, it should be mentioned that Section is an AI training company. That is their overall business. And they also mentioned that in this email newsletter as well. But I think the data does bear out what they're trying to suggest here, which is that even though employees who receive training may use the tools more often, their knowledge or proficiency hasn't increased very much over those who don't. So that training clearly is not very effective again. The second reason that organizations struggle to adopt AI is due to their managers and how their managers within the organization view AI and AI adoption. And definitely check out the link to this newsletter in the show notes. I think I'll go ahead and actually share my screen for now because this one is... And definitely check out the link to the newsletter in the show notes if you're not watching on video, but I'm going to go ahead and share my screen if you are so you can see these visuals that we're talking about. So number two here, and this is what we're looking at when it comes to managers being a roadblock for AI adoption. And what they are illustrating here is that managers have a huge effect on how their employees work with or adopt AI tools. They break it down into whether the company is silent on AI, the company basically has not given any guidelines on AI use, or if the company has given explicit approval. And in either case, if the manager encourages AI use, the level of experts and practitioners doubles. Also in either case, though, if a manager were to discourage AI use or maybe be an AI pessimist or negative about AI, the number of skeptics within a company will increase by even more, by three times or more. So if you are a manager, a marketing manager, or in some sort of manager role at your company listening to this podcast, definitely keep that in mind. You will have a big effect on how your employees and how your companies adopt AI. Okay. Third point that the Section newsletter raises here is that the data shows that senior level employees within organizations, so directors, VPs, C-suite employees, they have significantly higher AI proficiency than lower level employees at a company or individual contributors, as they call them in the report. There are more than twice as many experts and practitioners at senior level positions than there were at individual contributor positions. On the other side, there are almost three times more AI skeptics amongst lower level employees, individual contributors. And the point that section makes here, which I have to agree with, is that considering the type of work that individual contributors do, which is often very repetitive and time consuming, but very, very crucial for an organization, not enabling them with AI training is really wasting a huge amount of human capital and potential. Okay, so one more quick rundown. According to the section highlight of their report here, the reasons that organizations are currently not prepared for AI deployment: one, ineffective training; two, lack of manager support; and three, lack of adoption amongst individual contributors in an organization. So what does that mean for us as marketers, as business owners, or maybe marketing managers? It means that if you or your organization can be one of the few that addresses these barriers to AI adoption, that is in fact going to be prepared to deploy AI effectively, you will be 100% sure to have a competitive edge in your industry. Again, huge shout out to Section, just another newsletter that I find very informative and interesting. I will definitely link to the sign up for their email list. They also have some awesome tools and trainings. They have an AI proficiency diagnostic tool, an AI ROI conference that's coming up, and a bunch of courses that can help you roll out AI into your organization. I will link to those as well. They are linked at the bottom of the email, but they will be in the show notes also. Okay, that does it for today's episode. If you enjoyed the show or found it useful in any way, please do me a favor and follow on Spotify or subscribe on your podcast platform of choice. A review on top of that would be even more appreciated and would be so super helpful to the show. Also, if you are watching on YouTube, make sure to hit that subscribe button so you get notified every day when we drop the episode. So until next time, and as always, thanks for joining me, and remember to stay curious, stay consistent, and keep navigating forward. Bye. Oh, 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 oh